Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Everybody, welcome to Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron here on BBSRadio.com. We're on Station 1 tonight. It's Wednesday. It is June 26th of 2013, and we're doing our clearing profile night tonight. We have four clearings we're going to talk about, and I'll get to those in just a sec. Let's see, before we jump into the show, we just wanted to thank Philip, who sponsored Monday's BBS show at 4 p.m. Pacific. So thank you very much, Philip. If you're listening tonight, we hope you are. Could you send over an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com and let Ron know if you have a healing request for tonight? Ron would like to say thank you to you that way. Since I guess the message didn't quite make it through on Monday that you had sponsored the show. So thank you again for that. And shoot over any requests that you may have to clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you have done any of the clearings that we're going to talk about tonight, we would love to have callers, and we want to stick to the topic of the show tonight, which will be the billboard clearing, the self-empowerment clearing, the prosperity empowerment clearing, and the poverty whole life clearing. So if you've done any of those, we would love to hear from you with any feedback on how that changed your life. So the numbers, I'll give those out. We're on Station 1 tonight. So for those of you in the U.S. and Canada, there's the toll-free number, which is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And then maybe hop down to line 4 listed there, area code 530-413-5011. If you have any questions about the clearings that we will be talking about tonight, you can send those over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So again, we're going to try and stick to the topic tonight. Ron will be doing lots of samples for us, and we'll go through each of those four clearings one by one and talk a little bit about them. So, Ron, I'm just going to make sure you're still connected up on the line. You're there, right?
Yep, I'm here. So let's energize the light beam, everybody. So bring up the light beam. Just scroll down a little ways on BBS. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So you should feel the peace energy coming your way. And back to you.
Okay.
Sherry.
All right. So just a reminder to everybody about sponsoring a show. If you're interested in doing that, you can sponsor a whole show for the full hour for $60, or you can actually also sponsor half a show for $30. And you can come on the show that you sponsor, or if you want to do like Philip did and not come on and just make that donation, you can do that also. If you want to come on, Ron likes to have your topics and questions that you'd like to address sent ahead to him in an email, and then whoever's co-hosting kind of takes back seat, and the sponsor can get all their questions and topics covered. So anytime you want to do that, any of you, any of the BBS shows are open for being sponsored. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday. So, okay, so we've got the light being up and charged. So I guess, Ron, let's start with the billboard clearing. So we're going to talk about these four this evening. And the billboard, the full name of that clearing, if you're looking for it on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, is Psychic Billboard Mind Projection. And I know, Ron, you've talked about this as being something that the dark side put on us, but you have a clearing that allows us to change what's on the billboard. So do you want to kind of describe a little bit about that for everybody?
Yeah, I imagine most people are probably using that or have, but basically it kind of is a takeoff of what they're doing to you. The they's out there and the ones that you don't know about or you know about them but you don't know who they are projecting energies to your or from your natal chart, we'll say, to your psychic billboard so that you are forced to do and basically behave, you know, the way they want you to. So they put energies on there to attract what they want you to experience. And also, you're attracting what your friends would like you to experience. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It's what their projection is onto that billboard, their picture, their painting of you, their situations of how they want you to behave, along with, you know, the aliens. And then you have your own self, your own self-esteem issue of whatever you're dealing with, their situation, of why you're not, you know, having something or some success in your life. So you can figure out where you are. That's how you use the clearing. If you don't know what your problem is, then, you know, by all means, just strictly ask one of your friends. They'll tell you. And from there, put that down in where you are right now, being stuck somewhere or not wanting to experience something. Then from there, you change all the boxes and put that in there. There's three boxes. So what your mind is thinking of you, doing to you, remember, you could have repetitive thoughts, mind looping, and that could be your problem too, you know, having this stuff get recycled in you. And then what is your friends or ex-employees or ex-boyfriend, girlfriend, or anybody who maybe thinks of you in a, maybe an ill manner, so they're projecting stuff to be brought to you in your life, so you want to change that to the same situation, and then what the aliens are doing. So you know where you are right now. So that's what's on there is, my problem is this. And then from there, you put down where you want to move to. Remember, you have to take like little baby steps. So you put down what you want to have happen next. So then from there, you watch the people around you and to see how they're responding to what your billboard is now saying. So you actually took off what you had on, we'll say, yesterday, and today's a new day for you, and then you change it and just see how people are relating to you. And when you start seeing a change, then you want to go in there and reprogram it, which is what you're really doing, because it's a program that the dark side gave you, so you're using their program to change your life, and you're putting light into that. And then from there, you just keep changing it by watching other people's reactions to you. And eventually, you will be a different person according to what you have on your billboard. But you have to monitor. You just can't put it up once, you know. And you know, the thing you do not want to put on there is like, today I'm broke and I want to be rich tomorrow. That would be one of those things that would be something that you just can't put on there, because you have to say, well, you may think you're broke, but you may have $200 in your wallet, and maybe you feel broke because you're used to having $300, okay? So you have to put down that you wish to have, you know, maybe another $50 or something, or whatever, and then you move into that. Another thing that people do that isn't right for that particular clearing is that they will not want to move their feet. So if you put in there that you want to make more money at your current job, well, that might be an impossibility. You know, although I have people say that it's happened, they got promoted. But typically, that may not even be an occurrence that could even happen your way. So you have to be able to change your life to physically move and to look for another opportunity that might be presenting itself to you, where before it wouldn't even be associated with you. So you do have to understand that You have to be creative with it and also active with what you're putting on your billboard. It's very, very important. If you don't do anything with it, then by all means, I would say you're wasting your time about doing it, so don't bother to do that clearing, because you have to check it every couple of days and readjust it to your current situation that you're going through. And it's really how people are accepting you with what you wish to have broadcast to them. So you're actually being validated by what you're seeing. That's the way it works. So back to you, Carrie. Anything you can add to that?
Well, I was just going to describe how the page is laid out, just to sort of back up what you just said. So once you're into the clearing page and you type your name in, there are the first three settings that Ron was referring to, which are actually all pre-checked for us. And that's that addresses who has put this information on our billboard. So it's got self-created, so things that we've put there, created by others. And I know in the past, Ron, you've talked about our soul family has put a lot of stuff on our billboards. You mentioned friends and stuff also, which obviously could be people in our soul family. And then the next one is created by aliens, so things that the aliens have put on our billboard, which probably would be even harder to find. But So that's the first little kind of banner at the top, who created your psychic billboard, which three categories. So those are all checked. So then there are, let's see, one, two, three, four steps. So the first step is the past psychic billboard. So this is where you input what you want to remove. And you then, underneath that, you input what you want to replace it with for the past. And then step two is the present. So what you put it, you put the same thing on each of these, what you want to remove and what you want it replaced with. And then step three is the future, and you write the two things in there again. So you're doing past, present, and future for each of your projections. And then once you've done all that, step four is spirit infusion, and that's set at half an hour. So you just run through that. And I guess the other thing I was going to add, Ron, was just situations that would be especially good to make sure you do this clearing prior to, like, excuse me, if you're going to do a job interview, if you have a job interview coming up, or maybe you're going to make a presentation at a board meeting or at work, or perhaps you're going to be interviewed for something, you know, on TV, on the radio, or print, or whatever. And you want your audience and your interviewer to perceive you a certain way, this would be a great clearing to use for that. Well, maybe you have a family get-together and you've had an argument the last time you saw your group, your family group, and you want to make sure that you're putting your best billboard forward, so to speak, and you could use it for that. Can you think of any others, Ron? I'm just trying to think of really.
Well, I think if you have somebody who, it's like a spell and curse that they put on you. You know, maybe that situation is coming to you, and you can't move out of your own way, and you know the stuff keeps happening to you that never did before. But you got involved with a situation with somebody, and like I say, your life's going to hell in a handbasket. And you can't seem to shake it. And the billboard could possibly help do that. So, remember, and you got to keep checking it. So if you do have somebody who's doing whammies on you and you want to use the billboard that way, and it's only $20 a month, but if you want to do it that way, then I would say you want to probably do it, four times a day, you know, when you're awake, and then, you know, before you go to sleep at night, naturally. But that's what I would do. Because if you know somebody's projecting their thoughts about you, thinking about you. Once they think about you, they're projecting thoughts onto your billboard. And you might even realize that because you may start thinking thinking of yourself in a different way. You go, man, I'm depressed today. Why am I depressed? Or why do I feel like, you know, I'm a jerk? Or why do I feel this or that? Or why do I feel like I'm in poverty? Or why do I feel like I can't move forward in my life? You know, anything like this It could be somebody else's projection, and it's sinking into you, and you don't know where it's coming from, but you're experiencing that. So that's what it's for. So if that is happening to you, then you better, if you need a psychic billboard, do it more than once. Typically, most people just need to do it, every couple of days and monitor it. But if you do find yourself in a situation to where it's pretty bad and you already know that it's bad, then get in there and do it, more than once, and stay with it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I'm just thinking, Ron, we've got aliens putting stuff on this and soul family, soul group putting stuff on this. Are we born with stuff on our billboard when we're little babies, or is it, I'm thinking of people who have kids who might want to do it for their children. What sort of age do you think we should start using this clearing?
Well, that's a really good one. I would think that, babies could have it because the parents are thinking about their child.
Yeah.
But yeah,
expectations.
I would think that would be correct. And so once people start seeing your child, then they're going to start thinking about it and project that in, the energy onto your child. So yeah, I would say that would be what happens.
And then little kids who might be having trouble at school, being bullied or picked on, or the teacher doesn't seem to like them or whatever, this would probably be good to do for a little kid too who's having trouble in school, to help them get on better in school with the people around them.
Yes. Yep, I would say so.
Okay.
Because it's being projected. And, maybe your school teacher that you have, for instance, is, let's just say that you're the only person of color, whatever that would mean, or non-color, okay? So let's say that you happen to be in a neighborhood where people have brown skin, and you're the only white person, right? So you'd be the person of no color, I guess, right? Or
yeah.
Vice versa. And, you walk into the classroom, everybody looks at you. Right away, they're projecting, why is this kid in here? He doesn't belong to our group, And the teacher looks at you like, oh, no, what's going to happen to this child, So anything like that, that's going to be projected on there. And you can still be dealing with that, for a long time in your life. Just think if you were the only person in your school that didn't go to church and you lived in a churchy community, and you were one that didn't go to church because your parents didn't do that.
Right.
Boy, that could be an awful situation. So, and that could be with you right now. So let's clear that. So everybody has their own particular stuff. So think back when you're going to school and you were kind of tagged as this type of person, Maybe you were tagged as being the one that had all the answers, the smart one. So everybody's looking at you, maybe thinking that you'd be more, not quite as smart, maybe stupid, we'll say, or something. But that energy is still with you. And so let's release that. That's on your billboard. It may not be on the front page, but it's there. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, that's heavy. 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see if we have anybody who would like to maybe call in just to see if that's actually helped them from the far distant past. Remember, you're dealing with energies from the past, and that's what's haunting you, corrupting you, in a sense, making you so that you're not able to live the life that you want to live because somebody is thinking bad thoughts about you, and they're always there. So, you know, and, you know, this is the way life is here. So, you know, if you had, you know, maybe some of you out there right now, maybe I pushed one of your buttons from the past, and you go, oh, crap, that happened to me, you know. Well, let's do that again. You know, here we go. Or maybe you have the energies on you. Maybe you're the first child in your room at school to lose their teeth or something. So you came into school one day. Or maybe you hurt yourself and your front teeth popped out, right? Mm-hmm. And it was very painful. But forgetting that, the pain's still with you too. But let's just assume that you're the only one that didn't have any front teeth. You walk into class and you smile and everybody looks at you. They're putting something on your billboard. This person has no front teeth. So now you get older and you wonder why your teeth are hurting. Okay, so let's connect some dots here. So think of a situation like that happened to you. And it could even be self-esteem, people laughing at you. That could be on your billboard, too. And remember, it's probably in those hidden pages, you know. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Releasing this from your billboard. 4. Oh, boy. 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's cleared from your billboard. Now, you need to input something on it. So we could leave a blank. Right now it's blank, which could be good also. Remember, the billboard is for you to be proactive is how people are seeing you. But if that is eliminated from you, then they're probably not going to bother you because they're not going to know what's on that billboard. So you won't have that same condition. So back to you, Carrie.
That's kind of interesting because the way you're talking about it today, Ron, it's like messages are from other people are traveling down energetic cords to us and putting it on our billboard is kind of what I'm seeing. So if we've got nothing on there, then maybe people would court us less. And if people are putting stuff on there, maybe another clearing that would work well with this one would be the courting to people clearing. And then less stuff can be traveling to us and ending up on our billboard. I'm just thinking out loud here from what you've just said. So can you just verify that or say, no, that's not quite right?
No, that sounds good to me. So, yes, I would say that would be correct.
Okay.
So, remember, everybody is looking at you a certain way. In fact, kind of courting, there is, and if you've been in New York, you may have seen this person. I saw him maybe about 4 years ago, 5 years ago or so. We're walking down, I don't know where it was, in New York, one of the main streets there, probably around 42nd Street or something. And all of a sudden, we see this guy wearing a baseball hat. No, excuse me, a Western-type hat, right? And he has a guitar on. He's holding a guitar. And he's walking there with his underwear, white underwear on. And,
wow.
And so what are all those girls doing when they see him, you know? I looked at him and I had to do a double take. Like, wow, this guy doesn't have any pants on, you know? you know, shorts. Well, he had shorts, but you know what I mean. But anyway,
I hope it was summer.
This poor guy, and he, you know, he takes pictures with ladies and strums his guitar and stuff, you know, and whatever. I'm sure he has a name. It's probably been there for years. That's what somebody told me. He started off a long time ago. So you know, he probably gets $20 to get a picture taken next to a lady wearing his white briefs, you know. But, you know, what's on his billboard, you know?
Yeah.
What are all these women thinking of him, you know? Anyway, and anyway, we'll switch it over to you. But that's what can happen. So what's on that billboard of this guy? What's on your billboard, you know?
Yeah. Yep. So we have.
Oh, we got a beep.
Yep,
we got a beeper.
Beep.
So who's out there?
Hi, Ron.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm calling about a dream that I had. And
okay, great.
Dream. And I'd really like for you to see what you can do about it. I was like standing. And I could see a lot of thunder and lightning in the skies, and like a huge gray horse came out of the skies with a rider. And this was almost like, you know, as a child, you used to go to church and you hear about Judgment Day and this type of thing. And the horse was like a gray horse, and people were surrounding the horse like as if, you know, they knew that this was like the second coming of Jesus. And the only thing about it is that the person who came off the horse was a woman, not a man. And basically this person was saying greetings in the name of Jesus. But the people who were gathered around were like, yeah, this is like the second coming of Christ and so on. And it was like, you know, it's awesome. And I kind of got scared, but I knew that it wasn't because, you know, I've been listening to Ron for some time and I knew that this was like kind of fake thing. Anyway, when I got up the next morning, I did the space-time crash and the timeline crash, and there was a lot of energy coming off as, you know, the timelines came down. However, about 40 minutes into it, the power went off, and I had to go to work. So when I came back, I decided that I would do it again, but there was no energy coming from the light beings after that. It was like I left it up all night, but it just that there was no energy. So I'm wondering if the timelines were crashed. Am I still on that timeline? That's what I want to know.
Okay, so you did timeline crashing and your computer went off. So you want to know if you're still on that timeline.
The
dream that you had with the person, the lady on the horse. Let's see here. It feels like you're about 80% off that timeline.
I'm 80% off.
I would do it a little bit longer. Did you feel any changes? Maybe not with this clearing, but maybe other clearings. When you naturally, most people feel when they do a timeline crash. But could you describe to us what you felt maybe when you did a space-time crash after the timeline crash? For people to maybe understand a little bit the physical body sensations, because it is a different type of energy when you do that.
Maybe what happened.
Do you have any information or recall when you have done it before? Or even on this last clearing?
Okay, I did both. I opened both the space-time and the timeline crash at the same time because it was such a scary dream. And there was energy coming from both clearings. And it was really a lot of powerful energy. But then when the power went off, for a few minutes after, I still felt the energy. And then, as I said, I had to go to work. And then when I came back from work that evening, I did both again. But there was I didn't feel any energy from either the timeline or the space-time crash. It was just as if it was just no energy. So I wondered, I don't know if are the timelines still crashing then? That's all I need to know. Or was
the timelines, you need about 20% more time on it.
Okay.
So you're not quite done, even though it may feel done.
Oh, I see. Okay, then.
There's just a little bit more of what you need to do.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. It's good that you know that you are able to help yourself with the timeline crash on a dream.
Right.
Very good.
Thank you.
All dreams are real, everybody, when you're, you need to understand that things do occur. That you're living on in a timeline, and you want to get off of those because you're having your energy taken from you without even realizing it.
Okay.
Thank you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. That's the first clearing I do every day, Ron, when I get to my desk, is timeline crashing my dreams, whether I remember having any or not, and I run it for 90 minutes every morning. So, yep, it's a good one to do. So we do have a question relating to the billboard clearing before we go on to the next one. And Iron Man is just wondering about, you were talking about how people project stuff onto our billboards, and they could be bad thoughts. So Iron Man is asking, is projecting bad thoughts the same as curses and hexes? Are you there, Ron?
Okay. What's that again, Carrie?
Is a person who's projecting bad thoughts toward us, is that the same as having a curse or a hex?
Yeah, that would be the same thing. Very, very similar, because it's somebody trying to change you against your will. So they're trying to influence your thoughts and your body to do things.
Right. Okay, so I think probably we've covered the psychic billboard mind projection clearing. So the next one that we'll go on to, and I have to move my phone here so I can get to the computer screen a bit better, is the self-empowerment clearing. And we've talked about this in past shows, but we haven't really covered it on a Wednesday clearing profile show. So the self-empowerment clearing is that one that has 30-some-odd issues, and also a custom place, if you don't see your issue on the list. So it's very extensive. Let's see, there are 38, and then number 39 is other issues, and you specify below in the little box. So I'll just quickly whiz through a few of these, Ron, and then you jump in, and if you want to do some samples, we can. So this is a list of all kinds of emotions, primarily emotions or states of being that are disempowering us, that we can clear on this clearing. So the first one is being stuck. Well, do you want to add anything else, Ron, before I read some of the list out?
No, that's good. Yeah, the self-empowerment has a lot of stuff on there to help people. But yeah, that would be good. You can list a few of them and just see if this happens to relate to you what she's saying, because a lot of people may have issues they don't know nothing about, but all of a sudden they go, wow, this does affect me. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so the first, number one, is feeling stuck or paralyzed. Number two is feeling unworthy, and then being victimized, feeling depressed, being abused, feeling disempowered, shame, unable to make personal connections, just being stressed, being overwhelmed, overworked, feeling betrayed, being used, feeling like you're being used by other people, feeling unwanted, disappointed, put upon, pushed, unloved, family rejection, emotionally drained, fear of failure is covered here, anger, a broken heart. Resistance to change, unable to break through barriers, feeling pressured.
A good one, resistance to change.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a sample for that for people.
Okay, great.
That one might be what everybody needs out there. Resistance to change. That's, and that could all, I was thinking of money. You don't want change. You know, what do they say? If you only had a penny more and you added it to your stash, you'd have a dollar, right? So anyway, you had 99 cents. But here we go. Resistance to change. And this is on your self-empowerment clearing here. So think of something that you feel like you're really grounded, stuck. Maybe you have you can't move out of a situation. And you just don't want to move up because your box that you built for yourself is where you want to be. So that would mean that you really like being where you are, but you know that it's not good for you, and you got to change, but you just, you know, the box, you just don't want to walk out of that box. So it's fear of changing your reality. And it's also being very uncomfortable when you do change. So here we go. Think of that situation, the way you want to be, the way you want to change. It could even be maybe your job is going to require you maybe in a 6 months to do public speaking, and you're terrified to speak. So now each night you go to sleep at night and you're worried about what's going to happen, or are you going to be good enough or something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 5, or maybe you're a sales rep and you need to make more money, and you go, oh man, I don't know how to do that, you know? And, you know, you need to change maybe your personality over the telephone or something like that to have more people maybe get convinced in what you're selling them is good, something like that, and you don't know what to do, and you're afraid to change the way you are now because it is kind of working, but it's not what you want to have for success. And you know that what you have now works, and you don't want to change. So fear of change. Here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how you feel about your issue now. Remember, what we do is clearings, and like in the song of Thick as a Brick, you know, from Jethro Tull, I think it is something like, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. And remember, some people attempt to think themselves out of a situation, but, you know, you're still going to be in the same feeling. So you need to look at how you're feeling with an issue, not how you're thinking about it, because the feeling is going to give you the energy in your body, which is causing you harm. And that's the way to kind of approach something. So you want to know how you are feeling after you do a clearing, more so, getting out of the mental realm. Another way of saying that is like doing an emotional clearing on people. Sometimes they're very mental. So you do a clearing on them. When I do clearing samples like at the expos, and some people will say, well, it's still there. I go, well, what's there? They go, well, I can still see it. I go, well, I didn't take your experience away. You know, I just took away the trauma that's stored in your body. How do you feel about it? Okay. And they go, oh, okay, that's completely different. So some people think that when they have a clearing that their life experience that they've had of all their trauma is gone, okay? And the pictures are gone. No, this doesn't take away your picture. It takes away the blockages that's in your body that recycles your stuff. So it takes away the feeling that you're dealing with as far as the negative situations on it. So that's kind of how, you know, these things work. So if you are a mental person and you did a couple of clearings and you're trying to find that picture gone of that experience of whatever it was, that you didn't like, no, that won't be taken away from you. The feeling of what you went through, the emotional situation will say, since everything here is emotional, is going to change. So I wanted to clarify that for people out there who are listening who are very, very, very mental, who really don't understand what the clearings do. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Now, when you choose your issue and put that in the little box there or click on it or whatever, you then go down to what's causing my issue. So let's say we're doing right now we're doing number 24, which is resistance to change. So you want to think about what's causing that. And the options that you can put in here are your own negative thoughts could be causing it. Other people's negative thoughts could be causing this resistance. And then it could be mind programs. It could be alien mind control. You could it could be a spell or a curse or a hex. It could be a website that you visited or an organization that you belong to. And maybe you don't know what's causing it, and unknown is an option. And then if you do know what's causing it and it's not on this list, then, of course, there's others, and then you specify what the other reason is. So, Ron, do you want to, let's pick another one, and then maybe we can pick something from this second section to tie it in with. So I'm going to go back up to the list. Here we go. So 24, so... that was resistance. Change, unable to break through barriers is the next one. Feeling pressured. Okay, let's do not focus. Let's say you're having trouble focusing on whatever it is you want to do. So then you go down to the next little drop-down box. And maybe it's an alien mind control issue. Maybe there's a race that is messing with your mind and causing you not to be able to focus. So do you want to see if that want to do a sample on that, Ron?
Yeah, well, maybe you could put an issue up there or three other people to check an issue.
Yeah, not being able to focus is the issue in the issue section.
Okay, so lack of focus. Here we go. So releasing that. So one, maybe you have to pick up your situation there. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, kind of just see how that's feeling for you. Remember, this is a feeling that you have to look at. And this may help you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we've only got about 5 minutes left. So I know most of you are familiar with the self-empowerment clearing. So I'm going to move on to the other two that we're going to talk about today just because we don't have too much time left. So that is, if you're feeling, you know, disempowered, then this is obviously a wonderful clearing. And if your issue is not on it, you can put it in. But there are so many covered, you'll probably find it. And even if you don't think you have some of these, most of us who've done this clearing find that just going through the list helps because, you know, we have issues that are hidden and we don't really realize. So it's worth really working that clearing thoroughly. So the next one is, it's a whole life clearing that is only $25, and that's the Prosperity Empowerment Clearing. And, Ron, this one, I can't remember when this was put up. It's been up for quite a while, and it basically brings the energy of prosperity to us, I believe. So do you want to do a little sample of that?
Okay, so here we go. And think of what you want to have for prosperity. You know, I think most people assume a prosperity is money, but it could be something else. But this is your choice here. Here we go. So bring in the energy. We have to take away the energy first that's preventing that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, now we're bringing some energy to balance you out. Got rid of one, have to replace it with another. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie.
Okay, and then the last one that we were going to mention tonight is the whole life poverty clearing, and that normally on its own would be $5 times your age, and that will go through your entire life from whatever moment that you hit that start button, set the timer, back to your conception, and it will take out the energy of poverty from this life if you have been in poverty in this life. And then, so we've done the billboard, the psychic billboard clearing, the self-empowerment clearing, the prosperity empowerment clearing, and the whole life poverty clearing. So if you can buy these all individually, or you can get them for 1 month for $50 under the title Prosperity Jumpstart. So this is one of the bundles that Ron put together quite some time ago. The self-empowerment clearing is $50 just on its own. So for that same $50, you can get all these clearings for a month and really work through some issues. So we've got 1 minute left, Ron. We're ending the show a little early tonight because Ron has another show at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock Pacific. And if you're wanting to hop on that, if you just go to creationlightship.com, you'll find the little radio icon on the homepage up near the top on the right-hand side. So back to you, Ron. Do you want to close with anything else? Thank you for all the samples tonight.
Yeah, let's bring in some peace energy. So here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. That feels good. And let's do the mind to heart drop. So we do this on a lot of the programs that you should be doing yourself. If you're brand new, this might be new to you. So you can connect to your heart center, no need to meditate typically to get there because that could take you quite a bit of time, a lot of time wasted, in fact, in a sense. Some people could take a half an hour to an hour to get here. Here it's only like 20 seconds, so you can replace this and be heart-centered and still walk around. You don't have to be sitting down in a chair or someplace else in your sacred closet with the light out and the door closed. So here we go. So dropping down, counting from 10 to 1 backwards, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're commanding your spirit to take your thoughts and bring them into your heart to neutralize them so that they're in peace, so they don't exist. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, should be heart-centered. And won't have a negative or positive thought because it doesn't exist in light. Source energy doesn't have judgment, so you can't have thoughts. That's the difference. So thank you, Carrie. Blessings, everybody. And we'll probably see you on the next radio program in about 10 minutes. Bye, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.